First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Corin wishes her husband well on his mystical adventure.
Moments before my husband died, he said to me, "Don't wait too long. Don't be too far behind." He was a mystic, bound for immortality, and he invited me along. How sweet. Couldn't we have just settled for a nice trip to Paris? His last day was wild and windy, as if the skies knew what was about to happen. He lay staring into the morphine fog, and when his breathing stopped, I sat there trying to understand that all that Homer and Proust and Kerouac and Jung and the jazz and the blues and the red shoes walking the streets of Paris and the belly laughs and the loving heart had dislodged from him into a huge white ship plowing through the death fog, moving out into the sparkle of waves in the direction of the great beyond, leaving nothing in its wake but a pile of bones on the shore. I prayed that out there he would find immortality, and at least have grief for himself, all five stages of it. Amen. I am called a widow, but isn't a widow an old Greek woman shrouded in black with a veil over her cracked face? No, I am not that, but I am different from who I was a year ago. I'm Lori Corin.
Lori Corin, a writer, is open to the possibilities, but is still here, a happy resident of Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.